Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Not often I see things that make me laugh out loud, but this did.
Okay.
Ashland, Virginia, liquor store. Owners come in, find the place has been ransacked. Break in, major ransacking of the liquor store. It looks like somebody just went in there and went nuts, right? They think, oh, no. I mean, you can see the pictures of it. All the bottles, like, knocked over. There's puddles of liquor all over the floor, thousands of dollars worth of destroyed liquor. Like somebody just went in there, had a party, knocked the liquor off the shelves. But they can't figure out how the perp got in, right? Because they can't find like smash window or anything like that. So they're trying to figure out. So they call the police thinking, oh my gosh, you know, looked like a crew came through there. You should see the pictures. They're trying to figure out like, who did this? How did they get in? How did they get out? So they follow the trail of the smashed liquor bottles and wait till you hear what they found. I'm just fascinated by this. I get suckered in by wildlife stories when we find out that animals can do things we didn't know.
Okay.
Right. Listen to how this ended.
It happened Saturday in Ashland, and according to social media posts by Hanover County Animal Protection and Shelter, yeah, a raccoon broke into the store the night of Black Friday and ransacked several shelves. They have masks, don't they? The animal became intoxicated, then passed out in the bathroom. The sleeping raccoon was discovered Saturday morning.
Head right near the toilet. We've all been there probably at some point in our lives, right?
A little too much.
An officer brought the masked bandit back to the county animal shelter to recover. So yes, that's a lot of liqueur for a little raccoon there. The raccoon slept it off for a few hours and showed no signs of injury. Bounced back. Officers released the raccoon back into the wild.
You got to see the picture. I've got it up on my X feed. Lee. He is right next to the toilet and he is full stop face down, just out cold. They were able to go in there to animal control and just pick him up, load him in. He didn't care. He's really? Like, do whatever with me.
Snout planted, huh?
Snout planted. I don't know why, for some reason, it reminded me of freshman year in college. Not sure though.
Well, I wonder.
It'll come
why,
back to me. I don't know why. So it's all very vague. Anyway, I didn't know that animals could get schnocked like that from alcohol, but I guess they can't.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I've seen things like where like birds and squirrels and things, if you leave berries or something, or they find berries that have been fermented and they can eat the, you know, when if it's fermented, there's alcohol involved there naturally occurring. So yeah, that can happen.
Yeah. Anyway, my favorite story.
But obviously,
yesterday.
This was not naturally occurring alcohol.
No.
This was distilled.
Okay. Meantime, back to the serious news. The left-going incident. But let me set this up. Do you remember when we bought just 50 actually persecuted families from South Africa to this country?
Yeah.
Like there are over 1,000 people who've been killed, their farmland seized, and they're
taken
brutally
by
murdered.
The government, yes.
Yeah, like, I mean, chopped up with machetes is the preferable way. So if you live in South Africa, you are white and you have a farm, you are a target. And a lot of them have had to move off their farms and move behind walls with hired security just to survive, right? So you don't talk about true refugee status, your government is either trying to kill you or looking the other way while other people try to kill you. That's South Africa. Do you remember how the left went absolutely buck wild trying to stop them from coming here?
Well, of course, because anything the Trump administration has anything to do with, doesn't matter if they previously were in favor of it, they're against it now.
Right. Meanwhile, losing their minds over Trump's immigration pause from these countries. Okay, I've got the Chiron from Fox News. There's 19, but they're saying they may go up to 30. Good, do it. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. This is the problem here, okay? Do you realize we are still accepting refugees? This is insane, okay? From Libya?
I'm not surprised.
Anybody know what's going on in Libya? See, I do, because I wrote half a book about it. Uh-huh. Then realized there was no audience for it and gave up. During the Arab Spring, Barack Obama and John Brennan went around the world in overthrowing moderate democratic Muslim regimes and installing hardcore jihadist murderers. Yeah. They did that in Libya. They installed a combo of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. ISIS and Al-Qaeda have been running that country ever since.
Now, I had a little help from Hillary, too.
Yeah. We literally bombed the water lines, because this is a desert in Libya, and cut off entire cities to force them to capitulate to the jihadists, who we called moderate Muslims. They went in there, they took all the black people and sold them literally on blocks like slave trade. Then they took all the non-Muslims who lived peacefully under Gaddafi, who was secular. Gaddafi was an atheist. People don't know that. And they literally took the women. You could live peacefully there in Libya as a non-Muslim. They took the women and auctioned them off on the slave blocks, too. That's what's in Libya. It's Al-Qaeda and ISIS run, Muslim Brotherhood run, which is why the media after that called it a success and never spoke of it again. We let people from Libya come into this country. They are unvettable because radical jihadis run that country. Why is a soul coming in from Libya? You could be a good person, but it doesn't matter. We have no way to know. Iran? What? We're still accepting people from Iran. These are the nations. How do you vet anyone from Iran? We just bombed them. You think they're sending their best?
Exactly right.
No, they're sending spies. They're sending assassins. By the way, here's the crazy part. We've currently got three people on trial who were Iranian assassins who were sent here. They're either facing trial or they're in the process. They've already been indicted. How are the borders still open to a single visa from Iran? Even one? Afghanistan? Are you out of your mind? Equatorial Guinea. The radical Muslim Sunni population of Equatorial Guinea is over 80%.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sierra Leone, Chad, Republic of Congo. You got Al-Qaeda and ISIS running through all there. We don't know who's who. Why do we need these people? No one can answer that. We don't have enough jobs for Americans. We got a 9% unemployment rate among Gen Z, Lee, people under 30. Why? Some Democrat. Why do we need these people? Why risk American lives to bring them here? Somebody answer that question. But I would love to see a Democrat genuinely try to answer that instead of just screaming racist, racist, racist. They're not under threat. And here's the problem. When you look at Africa right now, we have Christians being butchered, by jihadis. But here's the problem. The governments are corrupt. How do you tell who's who? And we can't tell, but South Africa, you sure can. These are classic refugees. And yet the left does not want classic refugees. They want people who cannot assimilate and will not for generations. And it's insane. And Jonathan Fahey is the former Department of Homeland Security Deputy Assistant Director. Explain this.
It would seem like the way you would re-vet these people is have serious interviews, look at social media history and other types of things to see what they're looking at, what they're concerned about, who they're associating with. Those would be things that could be quite helpful. Again, you don't always know, which sort of goes back to the initial question. If you can't vet somebody with a high degree of confidence, the default should have been you don't get brought in. Under the Biden administration, the default was always in favor of the immigrant, the illegal immigrant, at the expense of the U.S. citizen's safety and well-being. But yeah, so many of these people, there's no way to vet people from Afghanistan.
No.
You don't get to call the local Taliban office to see if somebody has the all clear. And remember, some of these people, they're saying they helped the United States over there, which is true, but they were also getting paid to do so. So I think people sort of attribute better motives to all of these people than might be appropriate for all the people brought in.
Good point.
Obviously, this has been brought up to the fore.
Right. So he's talking about going back and revetting, which we have to do, Lee. Mm-hmm. And this is what I've been talking about all week, how the CIA brought its entire Afghanistan death squads here, all 12,000 of them. These people, and I want you to see this on my X account. I screenshotted it for you. Fox News actually called them death squads in a chyron. You can go look at it. They were so brutal and deadly that they operated outside the U.S. chain of command, out of a CIA base there. And what people don't understand, if you haven't studied these conflicts like I have, and you know how I am about that, I really am into this, and I watch these jihadis and I watch what they do, the people the CIA hired are jihadist militia members. When the Taliban can't pay them enough, they switch sides and they go work for the CIA. And a lot of them will fight for the money because the money was really good. But the other reason that they will fight is because they agree philosophically with the Taliban, but there's ethnic differences and tribal differences. So it's they want jihad too. They want morality police too. They want to bury women up to their necks and stone them to death too. It's just they want to be in charge to do it instead of the Taliban. And the CIA will pay them to kill. And that's assuming the CIA wasn't paying the Taliban. They sent $200 million over there via USAID when Trump was president last time to completely revamp and rebuild the poppy fields so they had real irrigation systems and they increased the yield 8 to 10 times. So they'd have money to blow the limbs off our soldiers. That's whose side CIA is on. So when they're paying death squads, literally we do not know. The CIA and USAID implements the Democrats' foreign policy. We don't know if they were fighting with the Taliban against our soldiers or against the Taliban on behalf of our soldiers. It's probably both, knowing the CIA. Well, what are they doing here? Well, we just learned this week. CIA loaded 12,000 of them plus their entire families for a total of 38,000 onto those evacuation planes, at times even pushing American citizens aside, filling up 33% of the space. No one questioned the CIA. They said they'd vetted them. But they only vetted them for their suitability to fight the Taliban in Afghanistan, not to come here. And they're here. Why did the CIA take all 12,000 of their death squad fighters? What are they doing here? What's the plan for them? I don't know, but you just saw one in D.C. He killed a National Guard member. Can't wait to see what's next. So, folks, this is why Trump has to go fast to vet these people, get them the heck out. And a lot of them are already moving through immigration proceedings that let them stay, or they already have. I mean, it's terrifying. I don't even know where to begin with this mess. We're just finding out they did it. If you want to know more about the death squads that they brought here, these are not mom and pop and Big Mac and apple pie. We love America. We help defeat the Taliban. That ain't a thing in Afghanistan. You want to know more about it? Check out my Battleground America podcast from earlier this week. And I deep dive into the death squads and why the CIA might have brought them here. Folks, I have a feeling it's for more than just voting Democrat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.